You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Romans chapter 4, and we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. What then will we say that Abraham, our forefather according to the flesh, has found? If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. Now to the one who works, pay is not credited as a gift, but as something owed. But to the one who does not work, but believes on him who declares the ungodly to be righteous, his faith is credited for righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless acts are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the person the Lord will never charge with sin. Is this blessing only for the circumcised then, or is it also for the uncircumcised? For we say, faith was credited to Abraham for righteousness. In what way, then, was it credited? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? It was not while he was circumcised, but uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith, while still uncircumcised. This was to make him the father of all who believe, but are not circumcised, so that righteousness may be credited to them also. And he became the father of the circumcised, who are not only circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith our father Abraham had while he was still uncircumcised. For the promise to Abraham, or to his descendants, that he would inherit the world, was not through the law, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. If those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made empty, and the promise nullified, because the law produces wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. This is why the promise is by faith, so that it may be according to grace, to guarantee it to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of Abraham's faith. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our father in God's sight, in whom Abraham believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things into existence that do not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what had been spoken, so will your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body to be already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and also the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver in unbelief at God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, because he was fully convinced that what God had promised, he was also able to do. Therefore, it was credited to him for righteousness. Now, it was credited to him was not written for Abraham alone, but also for us. It will be credited to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And we're grateful that you teach us that we're credited with righteousness when we come to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We can't earn righteousness. We can't earn your favor. Just as Abraham believed in you and he was made righteous in your sight, we too have that same privilege. You tell us in this passage that you credit righteousness to those who believe in you because you, Father, do what you promise. You're the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, and you promise us a resurrection as well. You promise us that we will be given the privilege to live in your presence for all eternity in a glorified body if if we trust in you now. So we seek to do so, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom the veil was torn in the temple, and we're given access to come before your throne of grace with confidence. We're grateful for these realities, and we're grateful for your presence with us today. Help us to trust in you in every context of life. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. My book, The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional, is now available in both paperback and Kindle editions. The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional is a 365-day devotional that was written with the goal of encouraging, refreshing, and strengthening your daily walk with Christ, and I hope you'll enjoy making it part of your daily routine. To learn more or to order a copy for yourself, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.